You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. Chances are you watched some football this past weekend, with more to come as the playoffs get closer. But as Kenrick Thomas tells us, some on the Treasure Coast aren't just watching football. They're playing.
If you happen to be picking up your son from soccer practice, or maybe just coming home from work on the Crosstown Parkway, driving past McChesney Park in Port St. Lucie, if you look hard enough, you'll see a group of guys running sprints or throwing a football. But not the same age as the others on this warm night filled with mosquitoes.
Oh, we go hard. I mean, we wish we can go year-round with it, but we go hard. We get a jump on to get our bodies in shape, and it just get us to condition a little better than the other teams.
The Treasure Coast Bobcats are a semi-pro football team that's been around for the past 2 years, but defensive back Reginald Mitchell could be often heard motivating his teammates from the sideline when he's not on the field. He feels it's more than just winning games. It's about the impact they've had on the community and each other's lives.
You know, it brings the community together. You know, it helps us, you know, interact with one another. You know, like, for instance, I'm from Martin County, and this is St. Lucie County. We're getting the bond now. You know, we, instead of negativity, there's a lot of positive coming out of this.
Terrence Gilchrist, a defensive player that lacks the muscular physique of the average football player, might not look like your typical role model, but watching him makes the other players work just as hard.
They see me going every play. They want to get in every play. They see me out here running hard. They run hard. They don't shortstop it. I don't shortstop it.
The relationship goes beyond the black and green uniforms. Gilchrist talked about the impact the players have on his life.
One of my teammates helped me get a job. That helped me out. So as far as my personal life, it helps build a core. So us group of guys, we can go anywhere. If you need them, you call them.
Just like how the Treasure Coast Bobcats helped Gilchrist, he believes it can do the same for the others.
This is like a team that can be built, a foundation that can be built. As far as like getting kids off the streets, bringing them into a sport that they like, and eventually putting them back in school.
Willie Jackson, who's a firefighter during the day but a defensive coach at night, who might be the shortest on the field but has the mouth of a giant, talked about how much this defense plays a role in his life.
Actually, defense is everything to me. The secondary is everything to me. Okay, they fire me up. I mean, it's good to know that I kind of give them a spark, but they spark me. They spark me. They force me to be accountable for the type of schemes they're running. My presence out here, me coming out being on charge and not being flat, they hold me accountable. So they're my energy.
Jackson believes the sky is the limit for these players.
People are going to want to know more about the Bobcats. They're going to see these guys actually making it to arena football, to the UFL, to Canadian football, and they're going to want to be a part of them. So I see this team actually being, they're going to be that flame, and everyone's going to want to come in and get warm by getting close to the flame. Just watch. Once the community's involved, this is going to take off.
If you're interested in knowing more about the Treasure Coast Bobcats, log on to WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM,
break on three. One, two, three.
I'm Kenrick Thomas.